Hi everyone, Mark Alex here. I've got a bit of an announcement to make on behalf of the Dino, our good friend Dean Riley. He sent us a tweet regarding this, so I'll just read it out for you now. And he's put, very sadly, a highly thought of friend and gaming community member passed away recently. Simon was an avid gamer and has been a member and admin of the Greyhead Gamers community for 9 years. He made a lot of friends during this time, not only in this group but also with the old gamers and many others he came into contact with. He was very active in the forums on both clans and regular organised games for people to get together for some play and chat. Being a very vocal person, he wasn't afraid to speak up on the mic and gave us as good as he got when it came to the usual gaming banter. The Battlefield and Destiny series were a particular favourite, and a passion to do well often saw him elevated to squad leader, being very adept, dishing out orders, and trying to organise the rest of us into some sort of unit. Never getting angry at anyone's failures, but sometimes frustration could lead to some hilarious outbursts. It was this passion, humour and personality that made him so many friends, and he will be greatly missed, not only by everyone in the Greyhead Gamers, but across the whole gaming community as a whole. Rest in peace, Simon. I am adding a link into the show notes for a special fundraising page for the Just Giving site, which will go to children's hospices across Scotland in honour of Simon. So please, if you can, visit this page and give as little or as much as possible. Thank you for your time and enjoy the show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 428 of your Overseas Connection podcast. It's July 1st, 2017. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And if you're not familiar with this podcast, what I want you to do right this very moment, close your eyes. Imagine a podcast that gives you hours of informative information that is on top of cutting-edge interviews. It is talking to developers on a daily basis and publishers and has the inside scoop on every little bit of news story out there. Now open your eyes, because that is not this podcast. That being said, we are a video game podcast. We are a fun, family-friendly group-ish, kind of, sort of, because we do occasionally let off the occasional F-bomb or maybe a shit, but that being said, we're fun. We like to talk about life as well as video games, and hopefully we'll be able to entertain you for, I'm guessing, about an hour today. It's going to be a little bit shorter show. That's just the facts of life, but it will be not short on co-hosts. So starting off with the man who is responsible for that intro music, by the way, that intro mix that I happen to absolutely love, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm back on again. So, Mark Alex on everything, PSN, Xbox, Steams, Twitters. So if you want to get hold of me, that's the way to do it. So, yeah. How's it going?
It's going fantastic. It's great.
Are you getting ready for
sunny
July the 4th?
Are
you getting ready for your July the 4th celebrations?
We indeed are. We are getting ready to celebrate the day we kicked your asses out of our country.
it's also Canada Day today as well.
Indeed.
Who celebrates that?
Yeah, that Englishman called Fraser, who's living in Canada and took a day off at the beach.
Hey, here's a free trivia question. Canada is the second largest country in the world. What is the first largest country by landmass?
Australia.
Northern Ireland.
Robin is out. Kim? Mark? Any
Australia.
Guesses?
Australia. I thought Australia was the biggest.
Mark is out.
What?
Kim?
Us. I'm going to guess America. Why not?
Kim also out. No, it's Russia.
All right.
Yeah.
Landmass.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was actually surprising to me as well, because I always kind of think of Australia as being huge, and then I look at China as well. But no, Russia, they've got just, unfortunately, tons of land that is just non-inhabitable.
Yes, so is Australia.
I think you were being serious. Have you never played Risk?
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Robin, Robin Tate on the show today. What are you scratching, itching? What is going on there? Do you have fleas?
I've got an itchy thing here, and it's annoying me, and it's, there's no mosquitoes here. Maybe it's like, do you have mosquitoes in California?
We have a lot of mosquitoes in California.
See, it's maybe a preemptive strike. You know, maybe a mosquito slipped in through a wormhole just to get me used to the idea of it. Hi, I'm Robin Tate. I am in Mexico. I am very, very happy to be here. And yeah, so this time next week, I'm on my vacation. I think some people will understand that. I'll be on my holidays. And this time next week, I will be in Los Angeles. So yes. Good to be here. Glad it's a short show, because it's been a hectic week one way or another, work-wise, trying to get cleared up. And every time I take a step forward, I'm taking two steps back, because the work just keeps on getting heaped on. But the goal is in sight. Thursday evening, by about 8 o'clock, I'll be home, and then trying to get foster kids delivered elsewhere. No, by 10 o'clock, I should be, everything should be fit. No, we'll be getting the cases packed. No, by midnight next Thursday evening.
By Friday morning.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a tradition.
When do you actually get on the plane, Robin? When do you get on the plane?
Do you know what I'm really looking forward to? I've got two flights, one to London Heathrow, and then one to LA, which is 11 and a half hours, and then a flight up to London an hour.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that flight so much. I don't care. See, if it was 15 hours, brilliant. I would catch up on some sleep. I cannot wait for that big, long flight.
There's a family.
I'm on a big plane, and it'd be nice. It's comfy. Yeah, I'm well used to that. But we have a family tradition in this house. So every years and years since my youngest was old enough to understand how mad his father was, how I wake up the kids on a holiday day is a Cliff Richard song. So I have it primed on my phone. It wakes us all up. It goes through the system in the house, and we wake up to Cliff Richard Summer Holiday. So do 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 do. We're all going on a summer holiday. And I can't wait for that music to come on. Can't wait to come on, because yeah,
I have a quick confession.
Yeah,
I've never heard that song. At least the way you just gave it that rendition, not familiar at all.
So you might be able to tell, but I am thoroughly looking forward to getting away from the hustle and the bustle and the work. Yeah. Just spending some time, quality time with Judith and my own two boys. Unfortunately, the biggest downer of my 2 weeks is something will happen in San Francisco where I have to tolerate Greg DeLacy for at least 24 to 36 hours.
Yep.
But we are staying in the same hotel. We are going to put all our keys in the bowl and see what happens. And that's all.
Right. I've got it, Robin.
Yeah, so
here we go.
I've got it.
Thanks, Mark.
1963. Greg, this.
There's a reason why I've never heard it.
Soon for that shit. Right, carry on.
Yeah. No, you know, in my head, though, even though you just played that for me, what I hear is the holiday vacation song from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, I love that.
And watched it this week.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Going to, what is it? Where are they going
Wally
to?
Wally World.
That's right.
Wally's World, Dad? Wally World, Gus. Russ.
Russ.
Yeah. Anyway, so, well, fantastic,
good to be here.
Robin.
Yes. Good to be here.
Good deal. And last but certainly not least, Miss Kim Woods.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm GamerGirl27 in Twitter and Xbox and Steam. Those are really the only three things I'm on, other than Facebook, and y'all know what I am in Facebook, so, right. You know. Right.
Kim, I have to ask.
The weekly Facebook, what popular person of the week? random draw. On the old G4TE Facebook page. On the old G4TE Facebook page, the Parsnip put this thing in years ago, that it pulled someone at random to be the Facebook fan of the week. And at least every other week, it's Kim.
It likes good.
Yes.
It's funny. Speaking of which, I keep on still getting requests for people wanting to join that G4TE Facebook page. Is there anything still happening there? Or are people just joining it for the sake of it?
There's a few people still posting there, yeah.
Yeah, I think Dorian may have fired it back up. I could be wrong. I thought I heard he was going to start getting it active again.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. Robin, make sure nobody's surfing porn right now in your house because you are a little Skypey. I'm just throwing that out there. Just letting you know.
What can I do? It's like half a mile away to the house from my man cave, so... And the golf buggy isn't charged up, so I can never get back to the house.
Well, I guess we'll just deal with it. With it. Kim, I do have a question for you, Kim.
Sure.
Look, you are our resident pest control activist, specialist. And I think that at this point, because one of our own has fallen, she was ambushed by an angry gang of wasps. So any advice you might be able to give to our beloved Nicole, who unfortunately, like I said, she got jumped. She was coming around the corner with the lawnmower, just minding her own business, you know, a typical sunny Saturday day. And apparently didn't hear the warning shots from the buzz. And she walked right into a angry mob of wasps.
Sad. I don't know. You make it sound like she owed them like money or something, and they were going to break her legs. But
I think that might be the case.
I wonder. You know, it was like a big bee mafia, maybe. Seriously, though, no. I mean, because it sounds like they were hiding in the grass, so there's not much you can do about that. Set it on fire.
When do wasps hide in the grass, laying in wait? I'm just telling you, man. These wasps had a vendetta.
Apparently she owed them money, I'm guessing, or something like that. Maybe she didn't deliver their package when, you know, she was supposed to. I don't know. I don't associate with the mafia bees.
Nicole, pay the pollen, Nicole. Pay the pollen and just be done with it. Yes. Also, if you do come across wasps, now, mind you, if they're laying in wait in the grass, I honestly don't know what you could do. That is truly, you're fucked. But... If you do happen to come across a wasp nest or even a beehive or something that you want to eradicate, my advice, don't do it during daylight. Wait. Nighttime, they're sleeping. That's when you break out your wasp killer and you spray down their nest and you go back to sleep. And the next morning you'll come out to a pile of dead wasps. So there you go.
But the lawnmower, Greg, the lawnmower.
The lawnmower can wait.
It was suffering. It was going to get mildly wet.
Yeah. But anyway, our hearts go out to Nicole. Yes, Nicole is going to kill us for this, by the way. But yes, Nicole, unfortunately, was going to be on the show, but then she ran into an angry group of wasps.
Attack of the killer bees.
Yes. So speaking of flying, Robin, you've been talking about it. We've been talking about flying wasps. I, on the very last minute opportunity last week, had to fly out to New York. I call it the Iron Man trip. So I booked a red-eye flight. I flew out at 12:30 in the evening or in the morning, depending on how you want to look at that, and landed in New York. I had to be at a meeting at 4:30, so I landed in New York right around 2 o'clock, and that was one of the first flights I could get out of my area to get there in time. So I got there 2 p.m., drove out to the meeting from the airport. Turns out that was the day this insane virus attack, the cyber attack hit. So the group that I was meeting with, their entire building got hit by this virus. So at first, the security guys didn't think anybody was else in the building. So I'm like, are you kidding me? I flew out to New York for nothing? But fortunately, they stuck around. We had our meeting. But of course, it ran late because of all the troubles that they were having with the cyber attack stuff. So I get out of my meeting late. I now have about an hour and a half, probably hour and 45 minutes to catch a cab ride from downtown Manhattan to Newark, New Jersey, because I was flying out of Newark, make it to my plane that was leaving at 7:55 p.m. If I didn't catch that flight, there were no other flights until the following afternoon to get back to my place. Oh. I made it with 5 minutes to spare. I don't know how I did it, but I mean, if you asked anybody at that time of night, because it was like 6:30 when I took the cab from the building all the way to New Jersey, I got there. I ran through that airport like O.J. Simpson in those old Hertz rent-a-car commercials. If you haven't seen it, look it up. The guy just is barreling through the airport, running, hopping over suitcases, dodging people. That was me. I got to they were boarding the plane right as I got up there, and I was just covered in sweat.
See, I think it would have been funny if you had missed it and you would have went cross country like John Candy with a polka band in the back of a box truck. I think that would have been good too.
That would have been good. That would have been good. But yeah, no, I made it. I made it. I was shocked that I made it, because I mean, I got out of the cab thinking, I'm fucked.
Yeah, but that was a horrible cross country flight. I mean, I remember going to LA before. I remember going directly from London into LA. That was okay, but coming back, we'd done a stop off in New York, and that was horrible because it was almost the same time again. Because when you do that direct flight, you know they must go over the North Pole or something and go the short route. But just and slow, and it's like slow internal flights. But yeah, I'm glad you got home. Glad to be back.
Me too.
Speaking of O.J. Simpson, tonight I watched the first episode of that O.J. Simpson versus America or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I held off because I always thought it was just a documentary. And actually, I was setting myself down. I thought it was a documentary. Right. I didn't realize it was a drama with acting.
Right, yeah.
It's quite good. All right.
Yeah, it's based on fact, but it's a drama. Yeah.
Mm. I'm really interested to see what happens in the end.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was such a seminal part of our lives. If you're a certain age, I mean, I remember even over here in the UK, we watched that live. We watched, all the action around his house, and it just all floods back the memories of that.
Yeah,
it's just amazing part of American history. But a lot of young kids, I suppose. Remember?
I was going to say, one of the amazing things about O.J. Simpson, it wasn't so much – I mean, that case in itself was crazy. That was one of the most grandiose court cases and just things that you think back on it and you're like, why did you do it? Like, why would you ever give O.J. Simpson a leather glove that's dried up and crusted over and tell him to put on a rubber glove and then try and slip that glove on over that glove? Of course it's not going to fit. But what is actually the most interesting thing to me is not what happened with O.J. Simpson in that case. It's what happened to him after. He went through this crazy fall from grace. There's a crazy story there on top of the original story. I'm not going to get into it
really
now,
sad. I mean, he broke into some hotel room in Las Vegas to steal back trophies that he'd pawned. Life got really low at that point. So, yeah.
So, what was the short show we're doing?
Oh, I can speed track this show because at any point in time, I will just delete Robin off the call and then we will speed through everything.
There is a fucking fly in this room, and it's annoying me.
I keep seeing it.
Me in the arm.
It's not a fly; it's a mosquito. Or it's one of Nicole's wasps.
Yes. Yep. There we go.
This might be Nicole's spirit inside a fly, going, "Hey, dickhead! This is some dickhead! Oh, flies! My flies!"
All right,
carry on.
Kim, we're still building the house, I take it.
Yes, we are putting up cabinets right now. So,
okay, all right, excellent. Yeah. Mark,
yes,
I know it's been a rather lackluster week, just based on the notes that I'm seeing. Yeah. However, I think you watched a movie that was better than the movie I was watching earlier today.
Yeah. It was quite surprised me, to be honest, because I thought it was going to be absolute utter shite. And it was to some extent, but it was quite fun and had some comedy moments, and the action was pretty good as well. I watched the...
Can you please name the movie, please?
Well, I'm going to give everyone a little hint here to see if you can guess what it is. Yeah, I watched the movie remake of Chips.
Yep.
I didn't know it's original gay stuff.
The two characters, John and Ponch, they're nothing like the original TV series. Completely different, but... Yeah, it kind of worked. It was kind of funny. A bit cringy in some places, but yeah, it was fun.
Just like the original show.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I used to love that original show, but I was only a little kid. My dad watched it religiously, and I used to always remember watching it with my dad. Yeah, good memories. Yeah, so I've had a boring, tiring week. I've not been too well, and yeah, that's my highlight of a week, watching Chips. I've not played any games at all this week. None at all.
That's a rough highlight.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, my highlight is Chips.
Yeah. Fun fact: Chips. They play highway patrolmen in the state of California, specifically down in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yep, there you go. Los Angeles. So, Robin, you will see those highway patrolmen driving around in their motorcycles, just like they
I'll be waving.
Yep. Ponch. I hated Poncherelli, by the way. He was my least favorite. I like John. I hated Ponch.
I've seen this. One of my guys this week was telling me, this here, giving the finger. And he went like this here to me. He went like this here, finger up, and then finger forward. And I said, what the hell are you doing? He says, fuck you and the horse you came in on. I just thought it was really good. Anyway, I'll be waving at Chips. Are you really gay? You put me over, officer. Are you going to brutally beat me up? Yeah. I'm not black.
And in news today in California, we deported an Irish Mexican back across the border. All right.
No, I've been there before. I'm okay. I'm all right.
Uh-huh. So. Famous.
All you have to Wife's do is say, just say tortilla.
Tortilla. Yeah. I'm just hoping the balloon that Judith has inside her doesn't burst until we get there. So,
God help us if it does.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a gaming podcast.
Yes, it is. Video games. Let's talk about them. Kim, I'm going to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
What's I see Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah, I was shocked.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah,
pick it up in the sale.
So, did you pick this up on the Ultimate Sale? Is that what happened?
I did.
It was tempting, but it's still a bit expensive, isn't it? It's still
expensive. I had some MS bucks lying around from the Bing search thing.
I'm jealous. Right. So I want to play this.
Yeah. So between them and the Xbox rewards that give you the points, I used them, so it wasn't as bad. But yeah, two friends of mine was pretty much chewing me out because I haven't played anything with any of them for a while, and I didn't really have anything multiplayer because one didn't have Battlefield 1 and refused to get it. But yet they both had Wildlands, and they're like, we realize you hate stealth games, but, you know, this is more RPG-like. So, you know, you don't always have to be stealthy. Like, what was it, Future Soldier? I think was the last one I played.
Right.
That one, like, made me break out in sweats, and it was awful. But this one, I played it, started it last night, and it's not so bad. There's definitely still times where I have to be stealthy, and I'm still terrible, which is why I usually let them go first, and then, you know, I come in after.
In Future Soldier, there were some missions where if you got spotted, it was an instant fail. Is there none of that in this, then?
And that was aggravating.
Yeah, is there any of that in this?
I don't think so.
All right, that's good.
I mean, it's an open world, so I don't, you know, when you have missions, I mean, you might fail, I guess, an objective, but it won't, like, be game over.
Right.
Yeah, because we failed one last night where we had to go in and steal the helicopter, And by the time we all got there and had killed all the guys, one of them had actually gotten the helicopter and took off with it. So, of course, we failed that one because they stole the helicopter. But it wasn't because, you know, we weren't stealthy enough. It was just because they stole the helicopter back. So, you know, it's not bad. I mean, like I said, it's definitely fun if all you want to do is kick back, drink a few beers, and you know, shoot shit with your friends. So that works for me. So,
like Fraser would say, has it got good graphics?
They're not bad, but there are definitely spots where it seems like stuff just randomly pops up out at you. You know, yeah. It doesn't seem like it loads right or something.
Is this a lot of glitches? Because it had a lot of glitches to start with, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but it's not bad.
I know it's an HDR game, so there's that.
Sarah in the chat's put it's a long-ass game as well, so... You've got plenty to do there, Kim. It'll take you another 300 hours.
I barely scratched the surface last night. So there's still gigantic...
of beers, yeah.
There's definitely big chunks of the map I haven't even uncovered yet, so... But I have to laugh at my little character that I created, because even to me, she looks like a douchebag, so... she's got the sleeve tattoo, she's got, like, the tiger face paint, and, like, the camo pants, and, I mean, she's got the wraparound sunglasses. I mean, she looks like a total douchebag, but it's hilarious.
Yeah,
so,
okay, you know what? We're going to... Tangent, sorry. You just made me think of something. It's a quick, just a couple-minute rant. I don't get, nor do I actually at all think is an attractive look of women... getting like the sleeve tattoos these days. Like I've seen so many younger women of late tatting up their arms all the way down to their like knuckles. And I'm like, yeah, one, you're going to regret that in probably like 5 years, if not sooner. But when did that become a thing?
I don't know. As you can see, I have no, I mean, I don't even have a tattoo. Still good with, so.
Yeah, I'm still good with the tramp, you know, the tramp stamp. I'm, you know, a little ankle tattoo, you know, something on your bum, maybe. Okay, fine. But,
yeah, the crappy stars behind the ear down into the neck.
Yeah.
We're up in the temple.
I have a friend of mine who's 19-year-old, a very attractive daughter, okay?
Right.
Has like a skull with wings just here, just above her. In her cleavage area, and it's a big fucking thing. It just, why? Just for life? Just this skull? Hi, my 5-year-old daughter. This is what you can do to your body when you have droopy tits, and it's all faded and got smudged, and, oh, please.
Why is your skull everything crying?
I have no problem with tattoos, but everything, like everything in life, everything in proportion. And
yes,
agreed.
If a tattoo's got a meaning for you as well.
I have this one on my arm.
No.
What? No. Yeah. I am tattooless. I am perfect in every shape, form, and way. As you can see, I am a specimen.
I've got that one up there commemorating my son who we lost, and I've got one here which is one for me and Jenny. I've got the key and she's got a heart padlock on her arm, so
nice.
You are the master of unlocking.
But anyway, Ghost Recon. So, is the gunplay similar to the other Ghost Recons, Kim? Did you play the other ones? You did, didn't you?
No, just Future Soldier and then this one, so...
Right. Is it like that, or is it more Call of Duty feel, or Battlefield-ish?
I'd say it's... Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's Call of Duty. I don't think it's like that at all. But it's maybe more Battlefield-like.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's good, then.
Yeah, you know, I'll throw in, you know, because I did play the beta.
Yeah, I never played the beta. Yeah,
I think it actually it felt a lot like The Division.
All right.
The only difference being that you didn't have the bullet sponginess of The Division.
Yeah.
So The Division, you know, it was RPG, so your bullets did damage, and here your bullets are much more lethal.
Right.
But Yeah, the aiming and everything felt very much like the
Division's
Division.
Ubisoft, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, no fault.
Yeah, like RCGC said, it's more like Far Cry.
Ah, right.
And okay, I've played, what was it, Far Cry 3? So, yeah, I can see that it's got some Far Cry in it. So.
I think when this goes sub $30, Greg, I think we're going to have to pick this up. There's no rush.
I was surprised. I thought you were going to say, let's pull the trigger on it this week. So,
well,
do. I have it, so we can play.
Oh, well.
Oh, now the pressure, Mark.
We'll,
now the pressure.
We'll talk later
on. Hey, that's how I got into it, so.
Yeah. all right. Well, excellent. Thanks for that, Kim. Mark, you finished Metro 2033?
Yeah, not this week. It was the week before.
That was last week, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, I finally finished it. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, I finished it. I had that horrible level where you had them librarian monsters, and I was stuck on that for a while. But, yeah, I finally beat them, and the rest of the game went quite well. Couple of tough fights in it, but yeah, really good, really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the new Metro?
Yeah, and I'm also looking forward to Last Light, because I've got that Redux on for PS4 as well.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, with Robin raving about Last Light and the new Metro we saw at E3, it made me go back to this, and it was on my old list anyway, so the combination of the two, it's really helped, because I might not have gone back to this game, because I was right at the beginning in the tunnels, and it was really difficult, so, yeah, it's not an easy game. It doesn't hold your hand. Some of the monsters come out of the ground, out of these holes, and they come out of nowhere, and they're vicious, they take a lot of bullets to kill, and you don't get a lot of bullets to start with, so some of your weapons are just ball bearing weapons. So yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, excellent.
Nice. They create a nice atmosphere, a nice sort of creepy. Yeah.
All the sounds.
Makes your skin crawl.
Yeah. And it's a nice touch with the spider's webs, and you hold the lighter and it burns the webs away. So, and I noticed that was in the trailer for the new one as well.
Yeah. It's like a little trademark, if you will. Yeah. Robin, speaking of not having a lot of bullets. I see you've been playing Resident Evil.
Yeah, fuck that game, I might.
Move and shoot, baby.
Okay.
Move and shoot.
I've never played a Resident Evil game before, and I had these. And Fraser, that crazy, crazy Canadian, loves this series. So I thought, look, I've got to give this a go. And this is the original Resident Evil. It's sort of the God Almighty remaster on the Xbox One.
Right.
And originally made in 1996. You play, the Master of Unlocking. There's Chris and Jill. And you know what? You're looking at it, it's a soapy mess. If it looks better, it's just sort of kind of blurry. And before, people said it was scary. And there is an atmosphere about it. But I think part of the thrill and the scare of this was the control system, which, even though this is slightly improved, the camera is like cross-eyed Willy. You walk around a table. So say you're going, say there's a table you're walking and it's in front of you. You're walking along the back of it and you're going to come up the side of it. So as you write it on the thumbstick, and then as you turn around the corner, you would think you'd pull it forward, but it's not. It's like sideways and backwards and does your head in.
Yeah.
And I think part of the scare was trying to get away from the monsters.
Yeah.
Because the control system was so bloody bad, you were fighting the controls. I've tried it for an hour or two, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to fail boat it, because
I'm going to say this. Resident Evil was, at the time when it came out, it was awesome, right? And because it was this game that had these crazy graphics, and even though the graphics, really, as you look back on it, obviously they're not that great now in today's time. But I think back then, we also were so used to games not having, having even worse graphics, that this game came out. And then on top of that, just, we're so used to using our imaginations a little bit more, even with our video games back then, that it made it that much better.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I think it's just too far. It's I've left it too late. And part of me goes, well, maybe I should try the latest Resident Evil time or some of the other ones that are maybe a bit That's for me. I don't know. That's gone. So Resident Evil is not for me. I'm sorry, Resident Evil fans, but oh no, I can't do it. I went back. I put it on and I went away from it for a few days, came back to it, give it another go, and done the same again. So I've tried it three times and now I've tried it enough.
I remember playing this on the PS1.
You never know.
Every time you sort of like got to the end of a corridor, you had a massive loading screen. It took ages to load on the PS1. But I battled through all that. I think this was one of the first games I completed on PS1. I presume there's none of that now, is there? None of the loading issues.
The loading screens aren't too long. You know, now it is fast enough that way. But I hear this thing about the dogs, and I've seen the dogs, and the dogs were, yeah, okay, all right, thanks.
This is jump scare. That's all it was.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was Resident Evil. I'm really disappointed in this next game, which is ReCore. I really, 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 really wanted to enjoy ReCore. And I was really enjoying it. I played the first two or three hours and got to the first... So what ReCore is, it's sort of an open world game. You play a girl called Jewel. They were in sleep hibernation for a couple of hundred years while a planet was being terraformed. You wake up and something has went wrong and the planet is pretty much a desert and everything is broken down and there's mad psycho robots going around. And you have a little robot dog to help you, and you go and you shoot these spidery robots all over the place. And there's different color codes, so it's very Japanesey. So on your D-pad, if it's a red robot, you hit sort of a red bullets, or if it's blue or green or yellow, and you unlock these as you go along, and you have different power-ups and all that sort of malarkey. So the first couple of hours was brilliant, you know, great fun. I could like this. And then I came along this little spider robot guy to help you for the next section, and it was a new mechanic. So Seth was like a little octopus, and he helped you climb up ladders. So he climbed up the ladder and held on to you, and you went up all these crazy heights and these jumps and crazy platforming bits. And that's where it started to go wrong. It started to get janky. It started to get the jumps were almost impossible. And you had to try them like 20 times to get it right. And then other stuff then as well. I'll save my position here. I've unlocked a save point. I go away, come back a couple of hours later and go, can't go back to that point. That save point is not unlocked. So you have to start right back at the beginning and work your way through. I got stuck behind rocks. And then I get to the end of one of the big end of level boss called, it's like a rock monster or rock killer or something out there. And he's fucking impossible to kill. The difficulty spike is just through the roof. I was trotting along, killing most things, not dying very often. And then this thing is a nightmare. But the problem with that is when you die, it takes about 45 seconds for the thing to reload.
To reload, yeah.
So it looks quite nice. The loading screens are bad. There is jankiness in it. The difficulty spikes are hard, and it just feels like it's an unfinished game that could have been so much better. I really wanted it to be good, but nah, fuck the game. I'm out. I've won a couple of times, and I don't know. I'm failboring several off my list there tonight. There's two gone already.
I was just going to say.
Damn it.
Wow. All right.
Damn it.
Well, this last game on your list, this is a total failboat, right?
No, there's two more.
Two more. Well, the other one, I spent some money. I spent about £1.97.
Oh. I've never even heard of it. On a game called
Refunct. And that, I bought it because it was £1.97. So it's described as a peaceful, short, first-person platformer about restoring a vibrant world. Now, this game takes about 15 minutes to 30 minutes to complete, and it's just chilled. Think of a world a bit like Minecraft, with sort of big towers about 8 blocks square, that go way up into the sky. And you have to jump around these different heights of blocks, and there are little lifts and bits and pieces that bring you there. And you have to get the orbs from Crackdown. And there's maybe about 50 of these orbs around this route, all the way around it. And once you get the 50 orbs, it's completed and the world has been colored in. As you jump on each platform, it changes color. And there's beautiful, lovely, sort of chilled out Sunday afternoon, beaty, sort of trendy music playing. Really chilled and just lovely. Just a lovely little game. So you do that and it goes, oh, you can do it again and you can speedrun it. And just lovely little, yeah, I'll go back to this and do it again. It was just really nice. If you look it up, it's a lovely little game.
I've got it
now,
on the screen now.
I did look at some of the achievements. It took me about 20 minutes to do this game, and I looked at some of the achievements to complete the thing in 4 minutes. So I watched one of these speedrunner things that crazy Canadian watches. and there was a guy done it like in 3 minutes, 20 seconds. And just listen to him. Okay, you jump on that block, and then you turn left, and you duck down here. And just unbelievable watching the speedrunners. But yeah, refunked. A lovely little game.
Okay.
So, finishing off... I was a bit, after my disappointment with ReCore and Resident Evil, I was just a bit, I'm not sure if I wanted to start something big because I'm going away. So I fired up GTAM, Grand Theft Auto 5.
And that's just an oxymoron on what you said.
And I hadn't played any really on GTAM online. I played all single player. So I went into online mode, like no levels, like level 1 or level 2 that I was on it.
Right.
And just plutering around the place, having fun, discovering stuff, getting blown up by bastards with big guns. Not really doing anything in particular. Now, the first night that I was at it, I was just got this, stole this little car, I was driving around, and I stole a bus. And I seen another person in another car, their name was above it. So I started following this person. They were in a sports car, but I was in this big orange bus. So I just kept following them around the map, appearing everywhere, catching up with them 15 seconds after they got to their point. And this went on for about 15 to 20 minutes until he must have got really, because I kept on crashing into him in my big bus and blowing the horn at him. and then he sent thugs or hitmen after me. He must have got pissed. He left the game and sent thugs after me. And they were hillbillies in a Jeep to blow me down. But last night I was back on again and I came across these new stunt levels.
Mm-hmm.
So these were like races, a bit like Forza Hot Wheels, but all created in the GTAV world. So there was like motorbike racing and cars and all these loop-the-loops. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant fun. That game is... I'm going to play more of this online malarkey. That Grand Theft Auto 5 thing, I tell you, top tip, that will catch on. Yeah. If they do this right, it'll be a good money maker.
They just might make some money.
Have you played any of the... You haven't played any, Greg, because I know...
Not Grand Theft Auto 5, not online.
I have on the PS4 and a little bit on the one. Yeah,
that's... Yeah, it's fun. It is good fun. Yeah. And I think we've spoken about this before, just touch on it briefly. The Grand Theft Auto series, I was always a bit, I don't really like that theme. But this is an awful lot lighter in theme, you know, even the single player. But this is fun. I would love to have one of our gamer nights with the community in there and doing races and crazy stuff. Yeah. And there's just so much in it. It's good. So that's what I've been up to. That's what I've been up to.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'll catch on. You mark my words.
I think so, yeah. Keep an eye out for it, folks. It just might catch on. Let's see. For me, I did actually start up Wolfenstein, The Old Blood.
Oh, I love that game.
The Old Blood.
Yeah. I prefer that to the New Order.
Yeah. I don't know if I prefer it or not, but what I will say is this. I love the gun sounds.
Yeah.
They are just so good. So,
pew, pew, pew.
It's a little more than that. A little more heartfelt.
Pew, pew?
Yes, that's better. I've scratched the surface on it, so I can't really say anything other than the fact that it feels very much like a continuation of the New Order, even though it's a prequel. And so, good stuff so far. The main game I want to talk about is the Golf Club 2. So this is a golf simulation game that came out. The original Golf Club came out, gosh, I want to say 2 years back on PC, and then it came to the consoles. Really took our community, a big chunk of our community by storm. A lot of golfers, a lot of people that enjoyed being able to kind of share tournaments, if you will. So you could basically post up a tournament online and then have, you know, friends that would be able to join in and jump in on the tournament. And then you kind of basically asynchronously can compete against one another. You're matching your scores. So that was the way the multiplayer worked in the first game. They've actually added in the ability to jump in and play with somebody online, so up to four people. So you can do, you know, a traditional four person group in golf. They have a career mode now. This kind of surprised me a little bit. I wasn't expecting the career mode. It's much more like they're trying to mimic a professional career, and I say that because. So there's a guy that does all the voiceover stuff in the golf club.
It's the same guy you're from playing, the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sarcastic bastard.
He's this total sarcastic guy. He'll make these little quips as you're playing along. But when you play in career mode and you get into one of the actual tournaments, he changes. He suddenly sounds all serious and professional and talking in a hushed voice, and here he is up approaching the third green, and he's two strokes back behind the leader, and you know, so it feels very different in that respect. Mechanics wise, it's the same mechanics, which I love. Which anybody who thinks, by the way, that the golf games should be a three button press system for swinging your golf club, either you suck at golf or you suck at golf, because that is so unrepresentative of what really golf is. So in the golf club, they use your analog sticks, either your left or right stick, depending upon which one you want to use as your golf swing. So depending upon how fast you swing forward or backward, it actually impacts your swing. If you actually go left or right on your swing, it will impact the swing. Exactly. Robin demonstrating on camera. So it just lends an authenticity to the game that is missing in almost any other golf game out there. It's not perfect. It does have a bit of roughness around the edges. It does have a lot of graphical pop in because of the engine that they have.
All right, Greg. Get to the point.
The putting still rock
out. Is it better than the first one?
Yes,
or is it
they've made improvements. I very much like it better than the first one.
Okay, one of my friends is a playable character in this.
Really?
So you can choose Larry now. You can choose to play as Larry, which is quite cool.
And on that note. the golf club too. If you like the first one, you should very much like the second one. Server issues seem to have been cleaned up as well. So, last little note, they've got a really good tutorial in this game, which was missing from the first game. So it walks you through kind of everything. And also they've kind of improved the UI in a way to where, now some of the systems that they had built into the game that kind of were out in the first iteration, they were working behind the scenes. You didn't really know it was happening. Like, for instance, to get the most power out of your swing, you have to have a very fluid backswing, then transition right into the front swing, keeping the same speed and tempo.
If you're so turned on right now, or
you hesitate on any of it, it'll impact your swing. And they never mentioned that in the first game. Now in the second game, they bring that up and they actually highlight it as part of the UI. So when you get into it, you'll understand when you're making it, you know, a bad swing, you'll understand what you did wrong. Just some really good improvements.
So it's all about the rhythm method now, definitely.
It is all about the rhythm method.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Let's
How much is it, Greg? How much is the Golf Club Part 2, the sequel?
I believe it's $39.99.
Plus or minus five.
Plus or minus five. Exactly. Yeah, so $39.99, yeah, it's worth it. It's a good pickup.
God, yous are spending money on games left, right, and center. It's disgusting.
Don't even go there, Robin.
No.
Don't even go there.
We've not bought anything but sale of it, Greg.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think a lot of games have been completed this year that we'd never have had because of what we've been doing. So
true,
I'm happy
true,
with yeah. what we've achieved.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I am playing an older game. You know, I am playing, you know, Wolfenstein. That's yeah. part of my backlog. All right. We've got one news story.
Here is the fucking news.
I don't make these sound clips, but it's going to be
epic. I got fucking handed.
You
Mark
did?
Just straight up put the hand up like, shut up.
Yep.
Let the jingle play. Mark. All right. This is a news story. Mark, you pulled this up. I saw this.
Yeah. I'd not heard of this, but yeah, it sounds a bit worrying because I use PayPal for my Xbox and PSN. Yeah, PSN accounts have been banned because of some PayPal issues, apparently. PlayStation UK support account on Twitter has been flooded with complaints after a PayPal issue has resulted in mass account bans. They were speaking to Kotaku, an internal source at PayPal divulged that thousands of accounts have been affected in the UK. The error has caused PSN user accounts to go into debt, and subsequently they get banned because they're in debt. Payments that were charged back to PayPal were coming up for a while back from June the 11th to 15th and stuff like that. So it's right. taking 2 weeks to take payments. So, yeah.
So let me bring a little clarity to this. So what happened was back on like June 11th through the 15th, in that time frame, there was a massive chargeback from Sony to PayPal accounts. So basically Sony was refunding a shit ton of money to a bunch of different users in PayPal. Since then, I guess they have now said that was done in error, and so they're now basically looking to get that money back out of PayPal. And if you've taken that money out of your PayPal account, that puts you in kind of a defunct state, and yeah. I think then Sony is banning those accounts because basically you owe Sony money.
Yeah.
So it's a mess.
Fucking Sony.
And apparently,
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that boy today. I'm sure it wasn't done on purpose. It's just a bit of a foobar. Foobar with the accounts.
Yeah, there's a few American accounts getting the same treatment as well. But they are saying they're resolving it. But PayPal are speaking to Sony and vice versa, so they are on with it. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll get it sorted. But yeah, apart from that, it's been a slow news week.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to what caused the issue. You know, what was the source of the chargeback? But who knows? We may never know on that.
Okay, so when the hell can we order an Xbox One X? And when the hell can we order a SNES again? When is that?
Greg was spot
so
on.
The Xbox One X, I believe you should expect August. think near Gamescom.
Xbox UK put out a Facebook post saying who's excited for the Xbox One X. Any questions, ask us here. And a good friend of the show, Kevin Knight, put a message in there saying, yeah, when the hell can we pre-order one? And I sort of like said, yeah, ditto, plus one on this. And their reply was exactly what you said, Greg. It hasn't passed FCC certification yet in the US. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. So we are holding everything up, apparently. Yeah.
It's all Trump's fault.
You know, a lot of people are like, well, why don't they just release it? I think Microsoft wants to do a worldwide release all at once, open up pre-orders across the board so it doesn't cause issues of people in America trying to, you know, pre-order in the UK sites, that kind of thing.
Mm.
So
I've been checking on Amazon every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'd like to order a SNES as well. I missed that too.
I'm thinking that's going to come soon, Robin.
Mm. That's September, yeah. But again, the pre-orders came out, but they also
comes out on my birthday.
It's my birthday. Yeah. Very good.
So that's pretty much
you're an old
the news.
Fart. You were born in 1969, weren't you? An old fart.
Why you gotta go there, Robin?
But you're a young man. You know, you're a toy boy.
Young at heart. Which
makes it all good. Yeah, toy
young
boy.
Young at heart.
Young at heart. Let's not go there. Yeah, well, that's the news.
That's the news. That's the fucking news. Hey, we've got trivia.
Oh, boy.
Not, sadly, from Jason Johnson. He did not get trivia over to us in time. Oh. So, that means yours truly
came
up. Trivia.
Plus five, minus five. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I know what your questions are. Remember the quizzes of old, Greg, when all your questions were like set on MPDs or sales amount?
Right.
They were also like $340,000.
There's no dollar amounts in the questions.
Right.
Okay?
How many pounds?
All right.
Are there any Nintendo questions?
There are no Nintendo questions.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here is our first question. And actually, this is a news story that we didn't talk about, so I'm gonna touch on that.
Sorry, Mark's just been slapped.
Yeah, Fraser has reminded me he wants to have his jingle played.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
I'll have to edit that and put Fraser's voice in somewhere, won't I?
Yeah, I know. We do need to do that. Yeah. Yes, all right. Quiz time. Now, the first quiz has actually to do with Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Now, the news story that we skipped over was that apparently the remastered version of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I guess, is also carrying along this Sony exclusivity deal. So they're only releasing that out on PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Did we say
that last week? And then other platforms to follow.
Yeah. Apologies if we didn't say that last week, but yeah, I saw that last week, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, in that vein and in that light, our first question is this. Actor William Billy Albert Murray, not to be confused with Bill Murray, was the voiceover for Captain Price in Call of Duty Modern Warfare. How many other games did he lend his voice to? Was it A, 2, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 7?
The same character voice, or just his voice in general in any other game?
I'm going to reread the question here.
Okay.
Actor William Billy Albert Murray did the voiceover for Captain Price in Call of Duty Modern Warfare. How many other games did he lend his voice to? So how many other games did he lend his voice for voice acting to? Is it A, 2, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 7? I need your answers in 3.
Hold on.
I'll have to do a 3, 2, 1 countdown.
Look at the page. Okay, all right. Go.
All right, give me your answers now. All right, so we have Robin has said 3. Mark has said 2, and Kim has said 5. The correct answer is 2 other games. Mark has gotten it right.
Oh,
yes. So outside of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, he was also Captain Price in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and 3.
3, yeah.
Those are the only 3 games he ever appeared in.
Everyone
but it was
seems
2
to,
other games.
Everyone seems to use Soap McTavish for that question, but yeah. I know Price was in all 3 of the Modern Warfares.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Mark. Well done. You tied him for the lead. All right. More opportunity to extend your lead over your evil twin sister-in-law, Nicole. I was going to say wasp lady, but I think that might sting a little. all right, here we go. How many XCOM games have been released since it first came out in 1994? So how many games in total have the XCOM series released since 1994? Is it A, 5, B, 8, C, 10, or D, 12? How many games has the XCOM series released since it came out? And I will take your answers right about Now,
can what are the answers? Please? Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. This is what always happens. A5, yeah. B8, C10, or D12?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now give me your answers.
I just did.
Oh, I'm trying to... Oh, whoops. There you go.
All right. I can safely say there is a right answer and a wrong answer on this board. The correct answer is, in fact, 12.
Oh, and really?
Oh, you're on. Wow.
I thought it was...
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. There you go. X1 1 and 2, so the original one... That first person shooter we did, I remember like a Vita version or something, like a handheld version.
Are you ready? I'm going to read through them. So we have XCOM Enemy Unknown, also known as XCOM UFO Defense Force. That was the first one. XCOM Terror from the Deep. XCOM Apocalypse. XCOM Interceptor. XCOM First Alien Invasion. XCOM Enforcer. XCOM Genesis. XCOM Alliance. XCOM Enemy Unknown. The Bureau, XCOM Declassified, XCOM Enemy Within, and then XCOM 2.
Holy crap.
So
there you go.
On the old PC days, there was quite a lot of XCOM games, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, there were. Yes, there were. Well, well done, Robin. You are on the board.
Thank you.
And Mark, you have tied up with Kim, so there you go. And Nicole, nowhere to be seen right now.
We're all beating Nicole,
yeah. Oh, Nicole, we hope you're feeling better. We do.
Definitely.
All right, Kim, if you would be so kind, let's walk through our new releases. Although, never mind, I don't think there's
any. I was going to say. There are no new releases.
Yeah, new releases, yeah. There's loads of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oodles.
Yeah,
I like that.
But let's talk about the freebies, Kim. Talk about the freebies.
Yeah. Alrighty, your freebies for the month of July are, for the Xbox One, we have Grow Up and Runbo. I know, right? Then we have, for the Xbox 360, we have Kanan Lynch 2 and Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. For our PS Plus games for the month of July, we have, for the PS4, Until Dawn and Game of Thrones.
Until Dawn, I'm looking forward to that. I'm nearly bought it loads of times.
We have Tokyo Jungle, Darkstalkers, Resurrection, Elemental, I guess just Elemental for the PS Vita, and Don't Die, Mr. Robot, also for the PS Vita, which is a cross-buy for the PS4.
Hmm. What's Kanan Lynch 2 like?
Terrible.
Crap.
Yeah, but
is it really? Is it really bad?
Garbage.
I did not enjoy it. I'm with you, Kim.
It's worse than the first one, apparently, isn't it?
Although you do get to run around naked.
Grow Up's a good little game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grow Up's a good little game. And Lego the Pirates of the Caribbean. I haven't played it, so that's a good
game. That is one of the best Lego games.
Until Dawn, great. Yeah. And Game of Thrones is good if you haven't played it. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, that's good to play on the PlayStation.
Tokyo Jungle on PS3. I got that in a sale when it was mega cheap ones. It's quite an oldish game.
Oh, is that really weird thing?
It plays like a little corgi dog or something. And there's animals.
Animals in a post-apocalyptic world, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah,
it's good that.
I remember a few years ago at EGX, that turned a lot of heads. People were oohing and aahing over it. It was the year that... Unfinished Swan came out, and they were beside each other, just single screens, and everybody was going, oh, what is this? This looks fantastic. And it was very Japanesey, and yeah, so yeah, a little experience. But it's only on the PS3. Shame. Mm. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It's free!
Maybe someday they'll have backwards compatibility.
Free!
Oh, my God. Robin, the fly was on your camera.
Oh, you see?
It was just crawled onto your camera.
One fly. It's so fucking annoying. Go away, you little bastard.
All right, Robin, focus.
Yeah.
I need you to focus.
Okay,
right.
Focus.
Because we have to talk about this sickness, this thing. Yes.
Okay, well, I wasn't on last week, so big congratulations out there to PG Tips for being the first person to hit 30 games off the Year of Living Game Justly. fantastic. I know Paul is, he's going to keep on at it. I'm quite sure that 30 will turn into 50 or 60 by the end of the year. Well done, Paul. Machine. Fantastic. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Very, very good. There are a few people that are quite close to it now, the 30 games from your backlog within a 12-month period. So I'd say there'll be a few people over the line, and it's still rattling away well. The Year of Living Game, justly, is an extension of our quarterly competition called Victory Achieved. And what it really is you finish a game, you're bound to know this by now if you're a regular listener, you take a selfie of yourself with the credits of the game in the background, and you tweet it off to @OC_podcast, and you're entered into a draw for money to buy games with, whether it be whatever flavor of game you want to buy, we'll have a voucher for it. So, so the people that finished games this week, we've had Mark Annex, he finished Metro 2033, Le Hey Chef Alon, he finished Bioshock Infinite, Bobbins finished Mafia 3, Daddy Hicken, he was busy this week, he finished Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and Tales from the Borderlands and Assassin's Creed China. Andy Bangin' Wagon finished the original Fear, good lad yourself. Phil Thee also finished Metro 2033 and thought the end of it was like, what the fuck? Mr. Miyagi drove around his home village and finished Forza Horizon 3. And those are people all in the U-logs. Those are games from people's backlist. And then people that weren't just games that they've bought or that just aren't part of the U-log.
For the record, this is incorrect. It was on my U-log.
Well, you didn't have hashtag U-log on your tweet.
I sent a correction. I don't think you saw the correction.
Too late.
Sorry.
Murphy's Law finished Hitman. Colin All Cars finished Horizon Zero Dawn. Gunslinger X 1983 finished FIFA 17, the Johnny Journey. And Natras, our lovely little friend, nice a hug. He finished Ratchet and Clank.
Batch gaming.
After some thought and mediation and discussion, he finished game one from the Crash Bandicoot Insane Collection. So that's a good lot of games this week.
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
Yeah, so the better weather is keeping people inside to play games. So that's it. So keep sending your entries in to @OC_podcast. The next draw will be at the end of June. And we'll do it all again then. So thank you very much for joining
excuse me.
In.
Excuse me. End of June was yesterday.
Yeah, I was just going to say. End of June just happened.
1st of July today.
Shit.
You need to get away before you go on your holidays, Robin.
Christ almighty.
Time flies and we're having fun. Again.
Welcome to July.
Holy crap. Okay, well, keep an eye on our Twitter feed this week, and I will get my little app on the go and pull a name at random from that. And it's almost completely and utterly at random, and it's completely fair. Don't worry about it. And I will contact someone this week that hasn't won before. Okay, or somebody I don't like. okay, yeah, so we will announce a winner through the week before I disappear for a week or two.
Right, exactly.
All right. What do we got next?
You know what we have next?
What?
It's time to close the show.
Oh,
already?
It's that time.
Yeah.
I know, already, yeah.
We are
like
sweet.
I said, folks, it was going to be a fast show. I wasn't lying. But yeah, if you want to listen in, you know, we wanted to make sure we at least gave you something this week. We could have just said, no, we don't feel like podcasting this week, or we couldn't get anybody together. But there wasn't anything to talk about. But no, we filled up an hour of your time, wasting it likely, but still, we did something. And so if you want to hang out and maybe watch us live, it's real simple. Just jump on to Twitch, twitch.tv/OC podcast, or jump on to the Mixer channel, mixer.com/OC podcast, and you can watch us live. 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and 11 p.m. in the UK. And also, of course, we're on YouTube, so you can check us out there. You can catch the podcast in its audio version the following day. That's on that'll be on Stitcher. It'll be on iTunes. I think that's about pretty much where it's. Oh, and you can actually get it on Podbean. You can actually subscribe up to it through Podbean, so you can get it there too. You can email the show podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us @OC_podcast. That's our Twitter handle. Go ahead, send us a message. We love it on Twitter. Facebook. Kim loves Facebook. I like Facebook. I think Robin likes Facebook. Mark, what do you feel about Facebook?
I'm warm into it. I use it a bit more than what I used to do. It's okay. It's good for us all.
It's been 5 days since you posted an update. Come back to us, please. It's yes.
Speaking of Facebook as well.
Yes.
Speaking of Facebook, Greg and I are going to do a bit of live Facebook streaming on Friday, the 14th of July, and that'll be West Coast time, probably about 11 a.m., 11:30, and we'll maybe do a quick five-minute Facebook live thing if we have access. Right. Sure, San Francisco, we don't have it down there. I don't know when we ever will.
Do you know what you should do?
On the ferry to Alcatraz, yeah.
You should dial into the podcast on that Saturday and both be guests.
We may try. So here's my prediction, Robin, by the way. We haven't talked officially about this yet, but I wanted to just talk this through. So we'll be down there Thursday night, but really our big day is Friday, right?
Friday, yeah.
And Friday night, the way I'm seeing this going down is that we will have dinner.
China.
We will then come back to the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Who's got the boat
clubs? And at that point, you and I are going to go to the bar and leave the kiddos and the wives behind. And we're going to do some damage, Robin. We're going to do some damage.
I know this little place up on California, the top of California, the top of the hill in San Francisco. Nice little club. Nice massage. Good, you know. Gentleman's club. We'll have a good. No. Yes, I think so. I think we're going to have a. We'll. Yes. Look, what happens on tour stays on tour.
Right.
You know, yeah. I have to drive to Yosemite the next day.
You are not going to like that drive.
Yeah. I'll be steaming, I think. Yeah. I have that down as a. That's why I'm not picking the car up and. Oh, shit. I was going to say until 11, but it's 9. Yeah. Anyway, that should be a good and interesting night, shouldn't it?
Oh, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun.
We're going to have good fun. We're going to have good
now,
fun.
Now, here's the quick question. Are you dead set? Not like this needs to be on the podcast, but it could be on the podcast now. Are you dead set you want Chinese food for Friday night? Is that what you're wanting? Or do you just want a good restaurant?
There's some really, really good restaurants. There's fantastic restaurants in San Francisco, of course. Right. But Chinatown is nice. So, but that's over to you. I don't mind. You know, it doesn't have to be fine dining. Something that everybody is there. I mean, goodness, I don't care. As long as it's a nice restaurant, nice atmosphere where we can talk.
I will take you to the cleanest Taco Bell I can find.
Oh, if that's what it is, I don't mind. I can get root beer there, and I don't need drink to be drunk, as you can tell. We'll have a good time no matter what we do.
Yes, don't we care. Will.
If we all have right. crab, and if we have seafood, lots of crab, that would be good. Yeah, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mark, if we can, and we can arrange it, we'll try and call in. But I'm not going to promise anything because
I'm not in San Francisco on this Saturday. I will be arriving in Yosemite with Yogi Bear in mid-afternoon sort of thing. So we'll see what it's like. So
watch your picnic baskets.
Yes, watch your picnic basket. Picnic basket. All right, let's close this show out.
Anyway,
Kim,
sorry,
any shout-outs?
Well, let's go with our shatters, and we've had a few. Let's see. The Batch is in there. Martin is in there. PG Tips. I swear, dude, you're a machine. 30 already. I'm telling you. RCGC is in there. One Handsome Devil was in there. And Foo popped in for a little while. So, you know, thanks for showing up, making our show. So,
all right.
Yeah, that's it for me. I don't really have anything else. So,
throw it over.
How about Mike? Mark.
Mike.
Or Mike.
Or yeah, Mike, yeah.
That wouldn't be really funny if my chin just spoke up now.
I want to shout out a big happy Canada Day to all the Canadian listeners and our Canadian gaming friends, mainly Fu and Sarah, because those are the only two I know off the top of my head. There's a few more. There's Big Smooth. I know he's Canadian. But yeah, so happy Canada Day to you guys.
Actually, here's a question. This is a question Fraser can answer next week, because I don't know the answer unless one of you guys know the answer, but... What are they celebrating on Canada Day?
Oh, I mean, stop it.
They're like,
I'm being just, serious. Is it like some kind of independence thing? Is it just we're celebrating just, being Canadian?
It's just being
their birthday.
Such a nice, wonderful place. I don't know.
I was legitimately curious. Was it a specific event that they're celebrating, or is it just, hey, we're happy Canadians?
You don't
Let's go
know.
Fuck Camoose. I don't know.
You don't know. For goodness sake. I don't know either.
I want to give a big shout out to Nicole's swollen lumps and bumps from the wasp attack. I hope she heals up soon, and I hope the lawnmower did get rescued from the rain. And also a massive shout out to Kyle Adams from the Entertainers podcast. I've been hearing a few of the guys... going on and on about Horizon Zero Dawn, Natras and Pilch and Kyle. And it's got me wanting to play this game so bad. And I wanted to... Shut up, dog. I wanted to play this... Yeah, dog's excited. Look. I wanted to play this game before the end of this year because I'm sure it's going to be my top five. Shut up or I'll kill you. And Kyle Adams, the wonderful man he has, is... sent me this for a reasonable price. I've got Horizon Zero Dawn
lovely.
In my hand, that's still nice. Sealed.
Nicest man in podcasting.
Yeah, he's such Kyle's a lovely guy.
I predict, Mark, this is going to crack your, not just your top five, I think top three for sure.
Yeah, I've heard so many good things about it. I can't wait to play it. In fact, I might install it and make a start on it tomorrow. So, yeah, right. So thanks, Kyle. I really appreciate it. And over to Robin.
Yeah, I want a big shout out to Nicole. God, that was horrible thing that happened to you today. Goodness me, all those wasps. Horrible, I hate wasps. Mark and Kim and Nicole and Fraser, you guys are going to be holding the fort while we are away for at least one weekend anyway. Mark, you're the man. You be the man. And you've got a posse around you that are going to help you pull it all together, and Rich maybe as well too.
Me and Nicole are in talks. I think Nicole's wanting to do a hosting because she's not done one yet. So it might be Nicole, but we're going to work it out, so don't worry. There'll definitely be a show.
Tag
the show
team,
must go on.
Tag.
Yeah.
Well, you've got 2 weeks.
Yes.
To all of the Canadians celebrating Syrup Day and their independence over Mexico, congratulations. I hope your fireworks aren't a complete dump squib today. I'd like to say hello to your President Trump as well there in Canada, and I hope he's doing very, very well. Oh, yeah, it's like Canada's a training camp for Americans. It's very, very good. As they as become actors, they move to the South.
Hey, a lot and, of good TV shows come out of Canada.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Greg, I am thoroughly looking forward to meeting yourself and Cindy and Colin next weekend. I cannot wait. I think it's going to be brilliant. It's like Mexico and America coming together in one beautiful,
breaking down the walls.
A mess.
And going together to make one huge
so happy.
Taco.
One of the first things that we're going to do is go to a prison. I am not bending over to get the soap. So thanks very much. Guys, I will speak to you all in a few weeks. I'm away now for at least probably 3 weeks. You might hear my voice in between. But yeah, so everybody's having a holiday. Have a great time, because I am hopefully going to have one.
Robin, don't drop your phone in the ocean this time.
Oh, yeah. Goodness me. Well, yeah, I was trying to not wreck a friggin' $30,000 boat at the time, to crashing into a $100,000 boat.
At least your iPhone 7 is waterproof this time.
I don't want another wrecked phone.
Yeah.
The good news is anyway, Robin will not be driving the boat out to Alcatraz. Yeah. And Robin, yeah. I know you said you're not going to bend over for the soap, but wait till I get you in solitary. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Chicka, chicka, bow, bow.
This is your ranger. He's called Joe, but he likes to be called Wendy. I hope he's there. He's from So I Marry the Next Murder and all that. Yeah, can't wait. Brilliant.
San Francisco, now, all you need to do is go watch the movie The Rock.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching The Rock. I've been watching the one with Barbara Streisand in it. Again, I watch too many Barbara Streisand movies. That's worrying. The Rock, Escape from Alcatraz with Clint Eastwood. Getting into the mood. You have to get into the mood with it. And The Rock. Ooh. Yeah. The shower scene. All that. The sexy shower scene.
Shower scene. That shower scene was great. All right.
Yeah.
Robin, Kim, anyway. Mark, thank you all three of you for making the podcast today. Thanks to the listeners, as Kim noted. We certainly do appreciate all of your participation. I think that's going to really kind of sum it up. I'm looking forward to next week as well, Robin. It's going to be awesome. And we will have something to share with everybody, I'm sure. Maybe, Mark, if you don't get us live...
Baby.
I think you're going to get a drunken speak pipe. That I think I can promise. So that's it, guys. This is the podcast. So let's start that music and wrap it up. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Happy 4th of July, America.
Yeah.
F you to the UK just for this one day. And go forward. Have some hot dogs. Drink some beer. Light a firecracker or two and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
I'm going to have to go feed my dog. He's rattling the bloody food tin that's going to do my head in.
Yeah, that or, you know. Oh, no, you like your dog. I can't say anything.
Yeah. Well, I need the other two plebs on anyway to set the cameras up.
You want me to pull them in?
Yeah, you can do, yeah. Episode number... All right, Jasper.
Do you really want to add Robin? That's the question.
I know, yeah. You don't know if he's joking or if he's serious. We've seen all the games he's played as well.
Well, I'm going to limit it because I do have a time limit. I need to be done by 4:30. So he can try and talk all he wants, but I will just cut him off and drop him from the call, worst case scenario.
Right. Thanks, Greg.
I'll just go feed the dog. We'll be sick.
Cunt.
Oh. It's better. Kim. It's better to be busy like that than not have a job.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim. Okay, Kim. The day that you appear without the dark timber behind, we will have a party.
Yay! A couple more weeks, I'm hoping. Yeah, a couple more weeks, I'm hoping.
I secretly now am hoping Kim actually is going to put the paneling in her new room.
And just be like, psych, you know.
What are you talking about? This is normal.
Yeah, this is all there is, you know.
Robin, you know, you probably could have these things too if you didn't live on a farm with a rooster.
Five fucking kids. That's what
well,
it is.
You know, there's that. Yeah, I know. But then again, you do have a nice a billiards table behind you, a big old man cave. You know, I have my office, that's my man cave, but I don't have quite the spacious living that you guys do out there, so.
I've got a man corner.
You got a man corner.
Yeah.
And Kim has a mankini.
Yes. Cindy said Robin also has a lot of cocks around him, so.
Not anymore.
Robin says, not anymore. Mark, how are you looking for setup?
Just about done. 2 seconds.
The house just exploded on Mark's end. I heard a dog barking. I heard a kid crying.
So, Greg, I'll call you through the week. just in sort of last minute stuff.
Okay.
As well. So, yeah.
Bloody Mia's crying and he's gone out and Jenny's in bed.
Oh.
It's all good. Do it, Grandpa.
It's life. It's okay.
It happens. Lord knows. Exactly.
And I know. I know, Mark.
You little fucker. It's been one of them weeks this week. I'm killing a little rat.
It's glorious, Mark. Come on.
Oi, rat. Right, I'm ready to go when you are.
Not quite.
Well, our sound is on.
Now you tell me.
Your adoring public can hear you.
Everybody can hear me?
Yeah.
All thousand?
All of two viewers, which are Kim and Robin.
And we can hear you anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
This is also true.
I'm going to kill that dog.
Suddenly, the dog is falling out of favor.
Mm. Yeah.
No, it's not my dog. It's a little rat dog.
Ah, well, there you go. Death to the dog. Okay. I think we can start.
Can you got a louder keyboard, Robin?
That was a CP Matthew impersonation.
Yes. That dude types so loud. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I felt shocking all day.
That was nice and tight.
Yeah, tight. Me up as that. I feel a lot better now.
Tight. Dog's excited for Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah. It's the source of all the noise.
The temperature in San Francisco is a bit odd.
Look at the size of that.
Ah, look at that thing.
Aww. Look, what happened to its hair?
Yeah, she got scalped because it's summer. Have you seen the tongue?
His body?
She's lost half her teeth on one side, so her tongue hangs out one side.
Oh, no way.
Aww, poor little thing.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty
She's quite
funny.
Old. She's, what's she now, 11? Yeah, 10? Nearly 10. Yeah.
Beep. Okay. Oh, bless her.
Get a cat like that. He's only got one tooth. You know, his tongue doesn't hang out, but he's
Next
only got one tooth.
Next door neighbor's cats are bigger than her.
Yeah, fucking hell, I can't wait. I just can't wait. I've got a big wad of dollars, picked it up from the bank this week.
Nice.
The exchange rate was like plus five or minus five. I don't know what it was.
That's the way it works for me.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts. Similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.